And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it is 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get y'all in a nice Friday state of mind right now with one from Miss Effie Lilic.
All right.
That's the way we like to start our Friday mornings out. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, January 31st. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have live in-studio performances and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. Good to be here with you, and I'm glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Warm for a winter morning. Not too bad, actually, considering the way it's been, but, you know, it's supposed to get real warm this week and enjoy yourselves. Sunday's going to be even 60 degrees or something like that, so take a little time, get outside, and enjoy yourself here on the nice weekend, okay? All right, one day at a time, though, and today it's Friday. I'm pretty excited about the show this morning. I'm delighted to have with me in the studio Effie Lilic. We're going to talk with Effie and learn a little bit about her and her music, and Effie's going to play some songs for us, and we'll have a little fun like we always do here on Open Mic Radio. We'll also do a rundown of some things that are happening tonight, tomorrow, maybe Sunday around town. See what's happening out there in the music scene. If you've got something going on and I miss it in our little rundown, feel free to give us a call as you always do. 573-443-8255 if you want to say hello. And the doors are open, by the way. Swing on by if you're anywhere near 915 East Broadway. You can come on down and join the fun. We've got a full studio here this morning, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. All right, before we get too busy, hi to Mr. Tim Carey and Mr. Dave Dernley and Josh Wrong and Justin Hickerson, everybody on that list sort of helping out last week with the show. All those guys alone or together, well worth the time if you ever see them out there playing music. Great stuff coming from all those fellas. So appreciate the music last week. Tim, great show last week, and a couple of them actually. Dave and Josh helping him out. And Justin's always helping everybody out, it turns out. So Anyway, check them out if you get a chance, all right, people? Okay, so what do we got? Just a few minutes after 9. Let's see if we can get Miss Effie to play us another song. Yeah, why don't you play another one for us, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit, okay? It is Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, and streaming all around this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. All right, Effie, what are you going to play for us?
This is a song called Catch Me Now.
Catch Me Now.
So,
here we go. Thank you, Miss Effie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so let's say hello once again to everybody out there, and we will say good morning to Miss Effie Lilly in the studio with me. Hi.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Thank you for coming down. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I've been trying to get you to come down here for a little bit. I've had a number of guests over the course of the last, 6 months or so that have mentioned your name a couple times, and so I'm glad we're able to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so for people who are unfamiliar with Effie Lilly, a little about yourself. Are you a local girl? Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Kansas City, moved to Columbia around when I was like 6. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've been here ever since.
All right, and go to school here in town?
Yeah, I go to Hickman.
Hickman High School? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about musicianship? When did you get into music? Do you have family members that are musicians? Mom and dad, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, so my dad, ever since before I was born, you know, he's been doing music. He's played guitar since he was a teenager, and he actually was like part of a rock band when I was a little kid, and so I always remember like him playing guitar around me or like coming home late from band practice, and it was always really fun. And actually when I was around 3, he got me this tiny little Playmate guitar that I never really learned how to play, but I always kind of wondered if I could play guitar, but I never really did because I had like smaller hands. And so I was like, oh, I probably can't play. But then I started playing ukulele. And then in 7th grade, I joined band.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple years ago, I was at my cousin's birthday party and I picked up my Aunt Nancy's guitar. And I started playing it. My dad started teaching me and I was like, hey, maybe I actually do want to learn how to play the guitar. And so for my birthday, my dad gave me his acoustic, which is this guitar I'm playing right now.
Nice.
And he had me help him restring it and everything and kind of refurbish it just a little bit.
Taught you a little bit about the guitar.
And so I got to learn a little bit of the guitar anatomy. Uh-huh, and so I learned on this guitar, and so I've just been playing it ever since.
Is your dad still a player?
Oh, yeah, totally. He loves playing.
Yeah? Does he just play for fun, or does he ever get out and about?
He mostly plays just for fun. He's always talking about wanting to start playing with people again, though, so.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Columbia's got a wonderful music scene for all kinds of different genres of music and also all different ages.
There are
young people like yourself and guys older than me, and that's quite old. So anyway, I think it's fantastic. What about other instruments? You play the guitar, you mentioned the ukulele. You still play the uke at all?
Not really that much. No? I can still remember a couple songs. I play the ukulele, a tiny bit of piano. I play trombone.
Nice.
Yeah. I sing.
In like jazz band or something like that? Or
No. I did marching band last semester, but not doing that next year.
All right. Aspirations to play any other instruments? Is there one that like you think, man, I really would like to learn how to play that at some point? Or
I would love to learn how to play the bass and the drums.
Do a little rhythm section for yourself. Then you can make your own album.
You
can play all the instruments, you know?
Yeah. I got a bass, but don't know how to play it. So.
Yeah. There's a young woman named Maddie. What's Maddie's last name? I forget. But she was here last year. Plays a bass for Violence of the Violets toward the end of their thing.
That's cool.
Maddie Harmon is her name.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if Maddie was a Hickman girl or not. Maybe she graduated, but I think she went to Rockbridge. But at any rate, lots of great female and male musicians and singers around town here. Who do you like? Let's talk about influences. When you're writing songs or when you're listening to music, what's in your head? What have you liked to listen to as you've been getting older?
When I was pretty young, I basically only listened to the Beatles up until I was like 12.
Wow, that's a great start, though.
And then, I had two Yellow Submarine lunchboxes and a whole big collection of Yellow Submarine merchandise.
That's awesome.
This is my favorite movie. I've had that song memorized since I was four.
Wow.
But, lately I've been listening to a lot of like Joni Mitchell and Simon and Garfunkel.
Wow.
But also like Snail Mail and like Mitski and artists like that.
Okay. Interesting. A lot of pretty well-rounded.
Yeah, pretty well-rounded.
Sort of.
A lot of jazz. I don't know.
Samantha Ferkey was here a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's maybe 18 years old and just a very powerful up-and-coming jazz singer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's awesome. I think she's going to, she just found out, as a matter of fact, she's going to big fancy music school. What is it? What's the one that everybody wants to go to? Berkeley.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? In Boston, I think it is. So anyway, what about songwriting? When you write a song, I'm guessing you've certainly played a couple for us already. So is there a process, or do you like to write? Are you a poet, or how do you go about songwriting?
Most of my songs start out as kind of a poem type thing. I actually submitted a song to my school's literary magazine as a poem with a recording. They're going to do that, but it's really cool. And but I do start most of my songs out as kind of a poem type of thing that has some sort of a rhythm that I think could probably have music added to it.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll come up with like a chord change on the guitar, and I'll just like find one of my like something in like my Google Docs that I wrote like a chorus for, but I didn't have anything else, and I'll find a chord change for it, and then I'll be like, finally I have something to do with this, and then I'll write a verse or a bridge or something.
All right. Do you write a lot, or do you write a little? Do you try to write every day, or do you just kind of write when you feel like it? Or
I try to write a lot. Over the summer I wrote a lot. I don't have a lot of time lately because I have a lot of homework. But other than that, I do try to write quite a bit.
Okay.
And I find that I do write quite a bit. Like, once I get into it, I could write a song in a sitting.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you tend to write about personal experience, or do you write about just the world around you, or do you just have a completely fictional mind where you write stories about who knows what?
I do like to write about, like, the world around me. With like a little bit of maybe not political influence, but just like influence from like current happenings, like climate change and stuff like that. And I do, but some of my songs I do write in kind of like a story format, but it's relatively ambiguous in terms of meaning. Like, you know,
let people make what they will out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Well, I also don't want to ignore the rest of the people in the room here. So let's go over here to the corner and say hi to Miss Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
I appreciate
this is really great seeing my niece up here.
I appreciate you bringing her down. That's great.
Yeah.
And she's skipping school today, too. That's, you know, you got to do that. It's true rock and roll fashion. It's,
yeah.
You know, totally. Just kind of be like, yeah. I wouldn't even go back today if I were you.
We can help with that.
There you go, right? Katie, where are you? Are you from Columbia here?
Hey, more or less. I've been here for 22 years.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah. And we got a couple of little characters over here on the other side of me, too. Who's that? Why don't we grab that green microphone and pull it up nice and close to your mouth there, young lady. There you go. Who are you?
Annie.
Annie. All right, Annie, what's your relationship to Effie and to Katie?
Well, Katie's my mom. My mom and Effie's my cousin.
All right. Do you like to listen to Effie play music?
Yeah.
That's cool, isn't it? Who's over here on your right? Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Yeah? Charlie, what's your connection to this whole group?
Well, Katie's my mommy, and Effie's my cousin.
All right. And what about...
And Annie's my sister.
You can't forget about Annie. She's your sister, and she's letting you wear her coat. Right? Thanks, Annie. All right. What about shows that you've seen any good shows lately?
Oh, yeah. I believe last Saturday, the 25th, I went down to Jefferson City.
Nice.
My really good friend Grace Conrad actually played a song with, or not played a song, played a set with a band from Jefferson City, Toaster Bath. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Toaster Bath. I like the name.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Are they good?
They're awesome.
Should I put them on my list and get them to come up here on the show?
I think so. They're pretty awesome.
Toaster
they're amazing.
Bath?
Yeah, Toaster Bath. All one word.
I guess it's kind of funny because I guess the implication is you throw a toaster in the bathtub and then you end up with a lot of racket.
I suppose. But yeah, they're pretty awesome.
All right. And so your friend Grace played with them?
Oh, yeah. My friend Grace Conrad. She's amazing. She's got a beautiful voice.
Really?
Yeah.
And she's a local young woman as well?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She goes to Tolton.
Okay. Same around the same age as you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Grace. Might have to add her to my list, too.
All right.
This is what I do. Like, I like to ask my guests, you know, who they think I should have on the show. Because obviously, right. If you're someone that I like, then maybe I would like someone else that you like. So
yeah, I'll let them know.
I got two on my list. So I just knocked another question off my off my list here. So, all right. What about recording? We talked a little bit off the air about recorded music. I know you have one song. I think it's called October.
October, yeah. That was the first song I played.
Oh, yes. All right. And that is a song that was also recorded through Darkroom Records. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a cool organization or whatever call a cool group of people. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about Darkroom Records and how you got kind of involved with that to do that recording?
All right. So, excuse me. I got involved with Darkroom Records by last December, or no, December 2018. Mm-hmm. I actually... I performed at an open mic night, which was the first time I ever like performed any of my songs on guitar for anyone other than just like my parents or my friends, because I had started playing guitar that summer. And so I played there, and a couple of people came up to me and they were like, hey, would you maybe like want to record sometime? And I was like, oh, sure, maybe. But I didn't know much about it, and so I didn't know who to contact about it. And then a couple weeks later, one of the teachers for Darkroom was like, hey, you want to play this thing at Fretboard? It's for a true false thing. And I was like, oh, hey, that sounds really awesome. So I played that, and that was really fun.
Fretboard's cool, and they do a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
They really support the local gang, too. I think it's cool.
I love Fretboard. But then... so after that, I got a couple more gigs, and then I started recording my song Persephone at Darkroom, but didn't finish it, or we finished it, and at the end, I just wasn't that happy with it. My voice sounded weird all the time, and I was like, well. But so,
let's anyway. Think about that later.
We recorded October, and that's a pretty easy song to record. It's pretty straightforward. We did a lot of really cool vocal layering. That actually ended up, because they do like a yearly album that's just one song from like a few artists they have, and I got to be on that album last year, and so
awesome.
Yeah, my song October is on SoundCloud under The Dark Room, volume number 5.
All right. Yeah, they do a regular, I think essentially an annual release where they put together new music every year, right? Mm-hmm. Really cool project over there. Super cool. Who's the who runs that? Are you familiar with the men or women that run that project?
I know who runs it from my school. I forget the name of who runs it at Battle. I'm not sure who's running it at Rockbridge since their studio's going to be pretty new. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they have it finished yet.
That's cool. They're expanding to the other high schools. I didn't even know that they were doing that.
Oh, yeah. So they've got a studio down at Hickman. And Mr. Olga runs that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he also runs the one, I believe he runs the one at... Boys and Girls Club,
mm-hmm.
Right across the street from Hickman.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple people who are doing internships there. It's really cool.
Right on.
Yeah.
You got any plans to do things like that? You got any internship ideas or?
Oh yeah, I would really like to do a darkroom internship senior year. But
there you go. Well, yeah. you got my vote. So, all right, let's. that's all right. Don't worry about that. We'll figure that out, Charlie. How about you play us another song?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. We'll do that. It's about 25 after 9. It's Friday, 31st of January. I won't say Happy New Year again until next year. I say it all through the month of January, but this will be the last time I say it. So Happy New Year. I hope it's going well for y'all. And we're going to hear another song here from Miss Effie Lilly. It's Open Mic Radio. You listen to it here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. What are you going to play for us, Effie?
All right, I'm going to play my song, Persephone, which you just mentioned.
Fantastic.
All right.
To me, this winter's getting old.
leaves whispering sweet nothings in my ear. So cold that it's warm and so familiar that it's fear. No longer a stranger, no longer near you. Persephone, come back to me, my hands are cold and blue. Persephone, come home to me.
Beautiful. You have a lovely
Thank
voice.
You. Thank you.
What a beautiful song. When did you write that?
That was actually one of the first songs I wrote on guitar. So I wrote that like July 2018, probably.
Wow. I like it a lot. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me see who's saying hi here. I'm sure somebody is. Oh, very nice. Hi, Debbie. Love you too. Okay. Let me say really quickly that this program is brought to you in part by listener support and a donation from Ragtag Cinema. In observation of Black History Month, Ragtag Cinema presents Black Independence, a new series all February long, independent by necessity and definitely underground. Black Independence is a celebration of Black independent filmmaking in America. More information can be found at ragtagcinema.org or by visiting Ragtag at 10 Hitt Street in downtown Columbia. Great project they're going to do this month or coming up in February. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming on the web, as many of you know, because I'm looking at my little web thing here. I should show it to Effie. And, oh, where is it? My little... Got red dots all over the place. People listening all over the country. In fact, there's some people listening in Europe right now. We got a couple people in Asia and somebody down in South America. Anyway, hi to everybody out there, and appreciate y'all listening. Having a good time this morning with my friend Effie. All right, you got plans to see any cool shows anytime soon? Anybody that you'd really like to see? Like, who's on your list? Like, man, I really would love to see this person or that person.
Just any artist?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be local. Just somebody who you really like.
I really like I said earlier, I really like Snail Mail and a couple bands. The band Mountain Man. They're an all-female folk band.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where are they from? Do you know?
I mean, California?
They're a big band, though.
Not
sure. Popular band.
I don't know if they're like
Super Giant or whatever.
Like Super Giant, but they do like they tour and everything.
All right.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. I'd have to say.
Okay, what about local folks? Do you have any plans to or aspiration to collaborate with other people around here? Maybe there are a few people that you'd like to do a project with. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if there's anyone that you like, you know, feel free to mention it.
I know that my friend Sophie writes music sometimes, and I would really like to make a song with her because I've been friends with her since probably kindergarten. Sorry. Definitely like my friend Grace. I don't know about like working with other people, but I know that I do like a lot of the local bands around here, like The Sweaters, Toaster Bath.
Yeah. Sweaters have been here before. They're fantastic. Yeah. I got to check out this Toaster Bath for sure.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. And I have seen the adaptation a couple times, and they're amazing. Yeah, I haven't been able to go to any of their recent shows, but
I don't think they've done a whole lot lately, actually.
Yeah. But I always see their posts, and I'm like, I really should go see them again.
So shout out to Kyron, by the way. He and I were chatting last night about him coming back here and playing some new songs for us. So we'll do that pretty soon, Kai. let's take a quick look around town and see what's happening, all right? And I'll leave your microphones on, and if you want to chime in, you're welcome to, all right? Well, before I do that, though, what about a band? I mean, do you typically, do you enjoy, obviously you play sort of folk style, singer-songwriter style, but have you ever thought about, you know, adding some more members and actually putting a band together?
Yeah, me and my friends actually tried to do that a while ago, but it didn't really work out. We couldn't really, none of us, the friend who was going to be the drummer, we don't really have a good drum set. Like, I have a drum set that doesn't have a snare for some reason.
Yeah, you need a snare, I think. But
yeah, definitely need a snare. You know, but
I guess people do whatever they do. But
right. But my friend Sophie was a part of that, and she started writing her own music independently, and mm-hmm. she's doing incredible. And so I really do like her music, and I kind of started just playing by myself. And I would like to have more people, but yeah. I can't really find anyone. So
yeah, talk to Gracie. If she's as good a vocalist as you are, I mean, if you guys can do harmonies and stuff, you were just talking about Simon and Garfunkel, and I'm a huge fan with regard to acoustic music. I love good harmonies.
Oh yeah,
and it's hard to beat Simon and Garfunkel for good harmony. And I also think about like the Indigo Girls. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
I've listened to them a couple times, I think.
Wow, again, about the best harmonies from two women that I think I've ever heard. I just think they're fantastic. But yeah, do something like that, because not many people can pull off the harmony thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, because a lot of times it'll throw off the other. When you're singing one particular way, a lot of times the other person might get thrown off by it, and then they can't sing the way that they.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's pretty interesting to watch that happen. So, anyway, okay, let's see what's happening around town here, Evie. Tonight, big show tonight at the Blue Note, and man, there's a bunch of shows tonight as usual. A lot of good stuff to be thinking about tonight. But at the Blue Note, we've got the Cadillac 3 with Morgan Wade, and I'm not sure about Morgan Wade, but I know the Cadillac 3 are pretty up and coming. Hot trio, and a lot of people are interested in seeing that show. So that's tonight at the Blue Note,
nice.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock show, or 7 o'clock doors, I should say. Tonight at Rose, you have a Flyover Country for happy hour. So that's 5 until 7, and then Marvin with the Mobile Funk Unit, and that'll happen a little bit later tonight at Rose. Mobile Funk Unit.
I love Mobile Funk Unit.
They're awesome, and as a matter of fact, Miss Diana Moxon, who will be on the air in 25 minutes after this program. Her husband is named Tom O'Connor, and he's one of the founding members of Mobile Funk Unit.
My boyfriend's dad is one of the members of Mobile Funk Unit.
Is that
so,
right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love Columbia. I love what a small world it is. So, yeah, MFU tonight with Marvin at Rose Music Hall. And once again, you got Cadillac 3 with Morgan Wade at the Blue Note. Now, for me, for my money, though, there is a show tonight at Cafe Berlin, which is Joe's Truck Stop with Jack Grelli and Max Olindo. And that is going to kill. Jack Grelli was actually on Woody's show on Monday afternoon. Jack is a St. Louis artist who spent quite a bit of time here in Columbia back in like 07, 08, maybe 06, something like that. But anyway, he's back in St. Louis, a very sort of traditional country style.
That's cool.
He's so good. I mean, he's awesome, and he's a great, great songwriter, and he's a great vocalist, and he really delivers it well. He's got a great style about him.
That's cool.
So Jack Grelli tonight. And in fact, I was hoping to get Jack to call in this morning. I talked to him yesterday, but we just... I didn't give him enough time, to be honest, and he had a bunch of stuff going on this morning. So anyway, shout out to Jack Grelli. Joe's Truck Stop, also awesome. And then Max Olindo wrapping things up tonight at Cafe Berlin with some rock and roll. That'll be a great show. So I'll be in Chicago, so I'm going to miss them all.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. I got to drive back. I got to drive up to see my mom and dad this afternoon, which is cool and everything. I'm looking forward to seeing them, but
you know, Chicago's a beautiful city. So.
Yeah. But I'm going to miss seeing Jack at Cafe Berlin tonight.
Yeah.
Have you ever performed at Cafe Berlin?
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of the... I performed there quite a few times, actually, yeah.
That's a really neat venue, I think.
It is.
Do you like to perform there?
I love it. It's nice and small. It kind of feels, like, warm and close, but not like you're just... you know, just sitting around, like,
yeah, not like playing a living room.
Yeah, and... not, but like, it's nice. It's kind of a calmer setting.
Uh huh.
And I do really like it a lot.
Where else have you played around town?
I've played at Fretboard once. I played at Cafe Berlin quite a few times, but I have also played at I played at Rose this summer.
Nice.
With the Sweaters. I've also played a couple times in Jefferson City. So
I think I saw, okay, there was like the Donut Festival in Roachport. Did you play at that?
Nope.
I think I saw the Sweaters there. Maybe I was thinking that you were there. There was another young lady that played. But anyway, okay, so back to things real quickly here. Loose Loose with Matt Villinger Trio, February 4th. That's at Cafe Berlin. It's not this week. Well, I guess it's middle of the week. But anyway, Loose Loose, always a lot of fun to see. And the Matt Villinger Trio, I am unfamiliar. How about the Roachport General Store? Looks like we've got Open Road tonight and then Sea Rock City tomorrow. A lot of fun music happening at the Roachport General Store all the time. Cooper's Landing, nothing tonight. You know, they're trying to do some indoor stuff at Cooper's now over the winter. Nice. I haven't been down there since the water went down.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about the flood.
But, you know, they changed hands and Richard King and a couple other partners bought Cooper's Landing from Mr. Cooper. And I'm expecting good things to happen out there. So nice. We'll see what happens. Hey, Annie, why don't you pull that microphone up by your mouth here, and we'll say hi to you again. Have you ever been out to see your cousin Effie play?
No, but I have seen some videos of her playing.
Uh-huh. You like to watch her play?
Yes.
Or listen to her, I guess. Listen and watch, right?
You came to my show when I played at Rose, didn't you? Because it was on Charlie's birthday.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Wow. How old are you, Annie?
8.
8 years old. And, okay, then what's that? That's probably like second grade, third grade?
Yeah, I'm in second grade.
Second grade. All right. Where do you go to school?
Well, I go to a private school, but it's...
Nice.
And I'm in the primary class.
Uh-huh.
And its name is Atelier.
Wow.
But its name is French, so if you didn't know how to pronounce it, you would say it Atelier.
Atelier, oh, that's true. Not Atelier. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like to speak in a French accent. I can do it very well, like a Pepe Le Pew, you know? Are you going to learn to speak French?
No.
No?
What?
What do you like to study in school? Or do you not like school? Are you one of those kids like, oh, man, get me out of here?
No. Most of my friends go there.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the best thing about school. You get to hang out with your friends, even if the school part ain't that great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like the school.
Oh, all right. Well, good.
What's your favorite thing to learn about?
Well, last year we did... stop motion puppet show, which was pretty cool.
Awesome.
As a hobby, I like to do stop motion photography and make little videos.
That's cool.
It's a lot of fun. Now they have cool apps on your phone and make it a lot easier than it used to be. Yeah, oh, that's cool too. All right, hey, we are getting. I'm looking at my clock here, and I want to get at least two more songs out on this Effie. So let's have your cousin sing one for us. What do you think, Annie? Huh? There you go. Thank you for, gosh, you'd be great to have helping me out in the studio here, Annie. She knew exactly what to do with that microphone. Nice work, young lady. Hi, Diana. All right. So once again, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We are on the air at 89.5 FM and streaming on the web at KOPN.org. My guest in the studio this morning is Miss Effie Lilly.
Yeah.
So glad that she came in to visit with us this morning. And she's been playing some beautiful songs, and she's going to do another one for us.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Day. Green eyes.
down at your feet. The tears in your eyes just as sweet. Too many words on the flaming cake. Your lungs couldn't catch a break. Better wish yourself away, 'cause I can't save the day.
Effie Lilly in the house. We got Annie here too, and we got Diana Moxon. Katie must have went out to get a beer or something. Oh wait, no, it's only 9:30 in the morning. She must have get a cup of coffee, I think it was. One really quick second here, and I gotta take care of this here.
From Powell Lake, Wisconsin, we listen to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Go Pack Go!
This is Kathy Ferguson, principal at Crosby Elementary School in Harvard, Illinois. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5. Happy New Year to my Harvard Hornets, and a shout out to my Crosby staff.
All right. There you go. Hi, girls out there in Wisconsin. Appreciate that. You know, Effie, I got to get you to do the little thing that I wrote for you, too. Maybe now is as good a time as any. Will you do that for me?
All right.
All right.
I'm Effie Willig, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN 89.5 FM.
Excelente. Very good. Now, I think that somebody is on the line calling us here, so we'll just say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Oh, bonjour, je m'appelle Justin Hickerson.
I don't know what you said, Justin, but that's some good sound in French.
Oh, yeah.
Je parle un petit peu français et je parle un petit peu espagnol. Hola.
I didn't realize that you were actually multilingual, dude. Hello.
What's up?
Not much. I'm just sitting here with Effie. Yeah,
great show this morning. I've really enjoyed it. I've been driving and just now parked. I got an opportunity to call, but I really enjoyed the songs this morning and the show in general.
Thank you, Justin. I did too. I love listening to Effie. She got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yes, and the songs are nice. And I always appreciate hearing insight into other people's songwriting angle, style, if you will. So you and I have a comparable musical experience. So
yeah.
very much enjoyed listening to you this morning.
Oh, well, merci.
There you go.
Oh,
if you're unfamiliar, Justin plays the drums for the Daves and for a band called Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
Oh, cool.
And also for a band called Fox Teeth. Although
that's
are you playing drums for Fox Teeth or are you playing guitar?
I'm playing drums for Fox Teeth.
Okay, and also the Ridge Runners. So Justin is a very busy musician and a very well respected one as well. And I sure love him. And he calls in here regularly on Friday just to kind of bring us up to snuff on what's going on. You got anything going this weekend, Jess?
Yeah, actually, on they're doing a before the Super Bowl, a MoRiv CC event down Cooper's Landing, and I think that's a public event. And then they're having a Super Bowl party afterwards. So if you've got Super Bowl plans, cancel them. Come on down to Cooper's Landing.
There you go. That's right. As a matter of fact, they've got a little thing happening on Saturday at Cooper's too. Dennis Lane and Ron Penny are going to be playing some songs. Of course, Ron is Dino's brother, and Dennis Lane, fantastic musician who's been playing around these parts for quite some time. That's on Saturday from 6:30 to 9. What's it like out there, Justin, now that they've got this sort of indoor thing happening at Cooper's? I still haven't been out there to see what they've done to allow people to play in the winter.
It's going to be my maiden voyage in that aspect as well. I've seen what it looks like on the inside, and it's more open than it was pre-flood,
right?
And would be more formidable for indoor gigs. So I'm excited to share that first experience with anyone else who might be experiencing it for the first time on Sunday.
Okay, all right. And what time's that happening? That happens at about.
I think it's at 1 or 2. So just to err on the safe side, say 1.
Okay. And then the Crawdaddies are playing from 6 to 9, and then the Super Bowl party is happening at the same time, I guess. So anyway, really cool. All right, dude. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling, as always. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. What do you got going this evening? Anything? I'm driving to Chicago, as usual, so I won't be able to hang.
I was probably going to go see Jack. I might jump across and see what's going on. I like to kind of, if there's two things on, I like to bounce in between and see everything.
Yeah, Jack Relly tonight. I'm really, really sorry that I'm going to miss that one. He's so good.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, before we hop off, is Diana right there in earshot?
She's here, but she doesn't have headphones on. Can you hear Diana?
Oh, she does.
She's grabbing a set of headphones right now. Hold on a second here, and we'll say stick around for Speaking of the Arts. It comes on at 10 o'clock. That'll be about 9 minutes from now. Well, actually, about 10 minutes from now with Miss Diana Moxon. And she is now on with us.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, Diana. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, hello, Justin. Nice to hear your voice, as always, on a Friday morning. I do hope you'll be listening for the next hour, too.
I will be listening intermittently. I probably won't be able to hear it all the way through without a break, but I do it myself in very experienced theatrical art, and it's always fun and entertaining to listen to your show as well.
Well, luckily,
and I mean that with all sincerity.
Well, luckily, it turns into a podcast, so even if you miss it, you can catch it on Spotify once I upload it this weekend, and also it's available on the KOPN.org website, so you don't have to miss it, Justin.
There you go. Very good.
Well done, Diana. Way to get a promo for your show in like
very
that. That was nice
done,
work.
And
huh?
I will certainly check. You sold me.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Y'all have a good one. See you soon.
Take care, Jess. All right, the wonderful Justin Hickerson. Appreciate the call, Justin. And stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts in just a few minutes. Let's see if we can sneak one more out of Effie before the end of the show. You want to play one more for us?
All right. I have a couple I could play. What would you like to hear?
Whichever one you think would be best. I'm going to totally leave it to you. I've loved everything that you've played.
All right. I'm trying to decide between a cover of Take Me Home Country Roads or an original. So
play an original for me.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. It's Effie Lilly one more time. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. And we'll come back and chat with Effie for just another minute after this song. And then we'll move you on along to Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. All right, Effie. Here we go.
Thank you.
Bought my brain at a discount store, cost 50 cents and nothing more. Lost my mind at a sad cafe. When it'll come back to me, no one can say. Shoes are untied, and that feels like a crime. You're just letting me down, hero of my hometown.
What do you call that one?
That one, I don't really have a name for it.
It's a work in progress still.
All right, yeah.
All right, well, let's give out information about your contact. If people want to get a hold of you, if they'd like to say hi, or if maybe they want to get you to play a party or to play a gig somewhere. Do you have Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, so my Instagram is just my name. It's Effie Lillig, all one word, E-F-F-I-E-L-I-L-L-I-G. That's it.
You know, I meant to ask, is Effie your full name?
Actually, my first name is Evelyn.
Evelyn. I was thinking, I wonder if Effie is a nickname. And then I was trying to come up with what the full name might be. And I couldn't for the life of me come up with one that started with E-F.
Yeah, and actually, technically, it's Effie comes from a Greek name, Iphignia, which is not my name. My name came from my great-great-grandmother's. My mom had two great-grandmas. One was named Effie and one was named Evelyn. Sometimes she would go to like one of their houses for them to babysit her. And since they were just both old and they had similar names and she was like very young, she thought that they were the same person. She just thought that Effie was a nickname for Evelyn. Right, and then when she found out the truth, she was like, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Evelyn and her nickname's going to be Effie. And so I was her first kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the second Greek reference. You've got Persephone, one of your songs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now we've got, I'm like, there's some weird Greek thing running throughout your family or something.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, well, cool. Well, I thank you so much for coming down. I've had a great time talking to you, and let's stay in touch. And when you have new music and if you have any reason to share some stuff,
all right,
get a hold of me and we'll get you back here on the air, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm going to finish the show with the recorded piece of October, the one that you did with Darkroom Records. But before we do that, I will say, what time is it? It's 9:55. So I better look at what we got coming up next week. We did our little rundown of what's happening this weekend. Did I miss anything? Anything else you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Do you have aspiration to keep going on to school after you're done with high school?
Yeah. I would like to go to art school.
Really?
I would like to go into like graphic designer or like product design or something like that.
Talk to this lady over here. She knows a little bit about the arts.
Yeah, I can spend like 20 minutes just looking at packaging. Like cool. Music posters and stuff. Like I do really like marketing, so.
Very cool.
Like the graphic part of it.
All right. Annie, what about you? You got anything else you want to close with?
Well, since Effie just talked about her real name being Evelyn, Annie is just my nickname.
What's your full name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle, that's a beautiful name.
And it's actually spelled different than you think.
Okay, I'm gonna try A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's 9 letters instead of just 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Annie's a little easier off the tongue, but Annabelle's just lovely.
It is.
Very nice. Just like you. You're a very lovely young lady. I hope you have a great life and a wonderful career. Do you have any idea to play music, or do you play any music already?
Well, lately I've been teaching my friend ukulele.
All right. Cool. So that means you can play it, right?
Yes. You and your friends had a band, or is that Charlie?
Well, I'm trying to form a band with my friends. But they're almost all younger than me.
Oh, man, that's all right. You start early. And
all my friends are younger than me, too. It's okay.
And you just persevere, and you can have the youngest butt-kicking band around these parts.
Yeah.
All right? All right. Thank you, Annie. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And Effie, you too. We got contact information out there. We got a couple of names that I can invite to the program here. Toaster Bath. Yeah.
Toaster Bath.
And Grace. We'll get in touch with your friend Grace.
Sounds good.
Maybe we'll get the two of you to come here and do something.
That'll be really fun.
That's your project. You all put that together, and then when you guys are ready, we do it.
I'll talk to Grace about it.
Okay. All right. Take care of yourself, all right?
Yep.
All right. It's Mike, and you've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to wrap things up here with one from Effie Lillig. This one is called October. Come on back next week. I don't know who's going to be here with me. Believe it or not, I have a hole in the schedule. If somebody wants to come and play, get a hold of me. On the web at mikehagan.com/OMR. And kopn.org, blah, blah, blah. Be cool to yourself. Be cool to other people. And stick around for Diana Moxon. This is one last one from Effie Lilly. Take care, everybody.
house and I stayed up till October. Never blinked, I never saw the sun. I close my eyes and it's November.